Hi there. The word for you today is unwinning. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, Paul writes, run to win. In the Roman Empire, athletes stripped down to a simple loincloth. Why'd they do that? So that nothing prevented them from running their best race. Referring to it, here's what Paul writes. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs? But only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it, writes Paul, to win an eternal prize. So, he says, I run with purpose in every step. How about you? Do you just want the fun of being in the race, or are you really running to win? Look, to succeed at being what God redeemed and called you to be, you're going to have to stop doing certain things, maybe even enjoyable things, and begin doing other things that support your goals and help you to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Sometimes this will mean saying no to well-intentioned people who try to involve you in things that steal your time and produce the wrong results. It will also mean dealing with what the Bible refers to in Hebrews 12 verse 1, the sin that so easily entangles. Do you recognize that in your life? Well, when God says something is wrong, it's wrong. You don't need to rationalize, make excuses, or feel sorry for yourself. You just need to agree, ask for His forgiveness, and get it out of your life. Who wins the prize? Those who pay the price. Paul knew he couldn't win the race without first bringing his body, mind and emotions under the control of God's Spirit. And the same goes for you. And you can't expect somebody else to make you do what's right. You've got to listen to what God's saying to you personally and then begin to act on it.